As Dikadu is exploring, he decides to go to the end of the forest to visit Dulpy. I am sure his home is not that far, and I can move as quickly as the wave of a pulsar, he imagines. Dulpy lives in the water, where the magical mermaids live. While he muses over their friendship, he realizes just how lucky he is to have such a good friend. Dikadu ponders, I wonder if anyone knows that a dolphin with a purple tongue can talk. Dulpy has a purple tongue. He teaches and guides with minimal task and will always jump high whenever I ask. He says, the higher the jump, the higher the splash. He gets me out of my slump in a flash. The best I do, the more I win. I must pursue what I begin. The big water is outside of the woods, far away from the hollow tree home. To Dikadu, it seems like a completely different world. The human rule is a lesson he is still learning, and since he is young, he knows he must always travel that far with an adult in case he bumps into someone unexpectedly. Sometimes he forgets, especially when his curiosity gets him into mischief. He has heard much about humans, and one thing for sure, he will never get caught in one of their nets.